July 29th, Song of Deborah, Judges 5:2-31. Jesus says, if one changes Israel into of Christ, one as the people of God, the one that, marked with the holy sign of the Son, will enter into the kingdom which his sacrifice has opened to it. Let the following be said, then. O Christians, who voluntarily offered your lives to pain, bless the Lord. For by loving with generosity you have obtained the grace of shining in heaven like the sun when it rises. And you will shine without experiencing a sunset, for what belongs to God is eternal. And you are eternal, because you are in God, and in the crucified Christ, whom you imitate in the most arduous part of his example. Remain, then, with peace in your hearts. Peace regarding all supernatural and human matters. I am with you. And the broadest indulgences descends upon your weaknesses, for your offering cancels out every tapes in my holy sight. I cannot treat you with severity, you that continue the work of my word. Beyond the severe visage of your mission, which in human eyes may take on the appearance of divine sternness, there remains infinite sweetness, ready to pour itself upon you, like a wave upon the beach. There remains love, that loves you. There remains God, with all his charity, sweetness, patience, and compassion. Respond to my blessing by blessing me. And, between earth and heaven, let there be an exchange of loving heartbeats to keep this unhappy earth, which does not want to belong to God, and to his Christ, joined to the Creator, who comes to its aid, even if it deserves to be aided no more. Weave a web of love with which to take the souls led astray, and carry them to the light. Imprison them in this web of your heartbeats, linked to God's. Make the world remember that God exists, by seeing him shine in you, in every act of yours. And be happy, thinking of your future. After so much darkness, how much light awaits you. After so much pain, how much joy. Your eternal day will be more festive than the rising sun. Forget the present horror, in which Satan and his servants agitate out of hatred for God and his children, by thinking of this day. I bless you. I thought it was Jesus, but it is the Eternal Father.